All right, so looks like we're all good to go. So I just want to welcome first our Facebook group. Welcome to CLCC this morning. Just have something that's going to be great for you guys today. Just want to encourage you guys to keep going after the Lord, keep going after His presence, and expecting God to do great things online for you today as well as here in the house. So how you doing, CLCC? Woo, a little screechy. Doing good? Doing good? Amen, amen. The Lord's doing something a little different today. So be ready. Be ready. It's going to be interesting. I can tell you that right now. So while I was praying about what to do today, I felt like the Lord says He wants to do something in our hearts today. It's, you know, when you go to the doctor and you get that heart checkup, and you know, you're making sure that everything's moving right, you don't have high blood pressure, you know, or, you know, low blood pressure, you know, it's just right and things like that. Well, I really feel like the Lord wants to do a heart check in us today. And with that, He wants to do some healing, which, I mean, how many can attest? Sometimes our hearts need to heal. Life sometimes is rough. There's a lot of things that we go through in this life that can be very tough. And our heart sometimes gets broken and battered and torn and twisted and things like that. But the Lord knows what He's doing, doesn't He? He knows how to heal hearts, no matter what you've been through, no matter what pain that's been caused to you, or that maybe you've caused that you didn't mean to, but still things were done. He wants to heal and make you whole. So the verse that He got today, that He gave me for today, is Psalm 147:3. It says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Come on, somebody. He's so good about doing that. He's so good about doing things in our hearts. And what He gave me was His doings. If we follow His doings with all love, will bring conviction that leads to repentance. But our doings without love brings guilt and shame and leads to condemnation. Come on, somebody. When we get involved with His doings, because He's all love. He's all love. He wants every one of us to succeed more than we do. He loves this church more than Pastor Steve, more than Pastor Kurt, more than myself, more than any of the people that were here before, even Pastor Al. And He had a big heart too. Pastor Al, if you remember him, He had a big heart. He loves you way more than those in leadership. And He wants to speak to you in an awesome way. He wants to do things great for you because He knows that you have a plan and a purpose and a destiny. I always say that when I'm up here, but I'm saying it because I want to remind you. Because sometimes during the week we tend to forget who we are. And we are sons and daughters in the King. That's who we are. And it doesn't matter whatever else we do, whatever else job, whatever else title or position that we have, our identity is not in what we've done, but in who we are. We are a son and daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that's it. That's all we need. Come on, somebody. That each one of us has a destiny. Each one of us has a great thing. And when we don't let God heal our hearts, when we don't let Him do those things in our hearts that need to be done, and have that true repentance, then what that does is it makes you a shadow of what you could be. It makes you just a husk of what you could be. And God wants to do great things in you for His kingdom, to you and for others, because this isn't a gospel that we just say, "Oh, I've arrived and that's it." This is not that type of gospel. This is the true gospel where we give to others just as we've received. God gave everything to us. He gave everything to us so much that His Son died on a cross for all of our sins. Not just one, not just two, but for all of them. Amen. And He wants to give that all to us. And in return, He wants us to give all that to others as well. I'll tell you what, when I was meditating the other day about what the crucifixion, and it talked about, in one of the verses, it talked about there being some wine given to the Lord while he was on the cross. About some, I think it was myrrh is what it's called. And myrrh is kind of to ease the pain. That's what it's kind of used for, to ease the pain. But when it hit Jesus' lips, he didn't accept it. He didn't want it. And I was so dumbfounded. I was like, why would you not ease the pain of your suffering, Lord? You know, I mean, yes, he could have called down 10,000 angels and be done with it, or just suffer there for a little bit and be like, all right, I'm done. But he suffered all so that through him we can receive all forgiveness and all love and receive all healing in our hearts. He didn't say, oh, that's enough. That's enough. I did what I needed to do, and that was just enough. He said, I want to do it all because you're worth all. You're worth all. Did you know that? You're worth it. He died on the cross for everyone, for those that hated him. And he still says, even though they crucified him, you're still worth it. You're still worth it all. That's a God we serve. He wants to do some healing today. I love how Pastor Steve shared last week about laying down some burdens and giving them up to the Lord. And I love that. Thank you, Pastor Steve, for sharing that last week. It was so good about giving those things up to the Lord. But sometimes we need to do a heart check because there are some things in us that need to be healed. We can lay certain things down, which is good. We need to lay certain things down. If we're carrying some of the things that we're not supposed to, we should be giving them to the Lord. Fear, anxiety, worry. None of those help you live a day longer. That's for certain, don't they? Does worry help you live a day longer? No. No, it doesn't. If I worry at night, I'll get 3 more hours of my life extended. No, it doesn't work like that. Oh, if I'm anxious about this, then you know what? I'm going to live a week longer. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. If I stress about this, or stress at something at work or family or friends or ministry, if I stress about it long enough, I'll get an extra year. No, that's not how it works. We lay those at the foot of the cross. But we don't want to just lay them there. We want to let God heal that part too. We want to let him heal those hearts too. Because when dealing with root things, whenever you're trimming back a tree or something like that, or getting weeds, don't you? When you're in the garden weeding, and a lot of people know about weeding, and we've got some great opportunities for weeding coming up at CLCC. Just want to let me know. Just sliding that in there. If you want to do some weeding to help out the church, let me know. Or some mowing. Just letting you know. With weeding, if you just get the tip of the part that's showing, isn't that weed going to come back? Isn't it going to come back? But when God, or when we, take hold of that root, it's gone for good, isn't it? That's what God wants to do. He wants to heal some hearts today. He wants to get down to the root. Now, to the root, I will say, it gets a little bit painful, doesn't it? Sometimes there's some hurts in us that are very deep and very emotional, and maybe some that were even traumatizing, that sometimes it hurts to go there. And I'm not saying it's easy. I've experienced things like that myself. There's some deep hurts, but God wants to say, you know what? I see the hurt, and I want to take it and heal it. I want to take it and heal it. Because I've called you to do something great. I've called you to walk in the authority that you have. I've called you to receive that healing. And when you receive that full healing, you know what happens? You get authority over those things. That's what God does. And he wants you to walk in that, because there's going to be someone else down the line that you're going to encounter that's going to need the very thing that God gave you the authority over. Exactly. He does it for you because he loves you. Yes. But he also says, you know what? You're going to meet this one person down here maybe 5 years from now, maybe 10 years, maybe 20 years. Maybe it might even be your daughter, your son, or somebody else, or somebody in the church that you might meet later on. And because you have that authority, because you went through that, because I healed you, I'm going to have you go to them and speak life to them in a detrimental situation that would normally destroy them. But because I brought you through that, you can show that I can bring them through it as well. Come on, somebody. That's what the gospel's about. That's what he wants to do about healing people today. Like a diamond in the rough. You know, that diamond in that rough is not too pretty, is it? No, it's not that pretty. It's got all that junk around it. It's not clarity or any of that stuff going on right now. But when you pressurize it, when you get it down to what it is, to what it's supposed to be made, that's the true worth of it. I know in my life I've been a diamond in the rough on some things. I have. And it's okay. We all have been diamond in the roughs. We all had those things that kind of got around us and we just let, you know, we were just kind of raw. We weren't quite polished up. And that's okay. And some of us are still like that, like myself. Some of us haven't arrived yet. And, you know, it's okay. But God's still working on me. He's still faithful to help me get to the place where he wants me to be. And then with that, I can help others. I'll tell you what, I was thinking the other day about what I like to do in church and why I'm so passionate for his church and for his people. And I was thinking about that. I was like, it was last night, and I was like, Lord, you know, I love seeing people saved. I do. I love seeing the lost saved. There's nothing greater than seeing that happen. But I'm like, Lord, why is my passion towards church, towards the people in the pews, or people in the seats, people in the house of the Lord? Why is that mostly my primary passion? And I was asking about that. I was like, Lord, what is going on with that? Because I love seeing people saved. I have a passion for them, but there's something about people in church that's a greater passion for me. And I did some soul searching, and I was like, Lord, what's really going on? And he said, Van, I've put a desire for you for my church because I want you to be effective. And if I go out and win one person to the Lord, that's awesome. That is a great thing. There is nothing wrong with that. That is a beautiful thing. And they come into salvation. They come receive healing. But the thing is, if you don't empower my people, then when they come into the four walls, they won't be matured. They won't be discipled. They won't have a good foundation. They won't have people that they can admire, people they can look up to help them walk in their Christian life. And the Lord said, I've called you to be effective towards people, towards my church, because I want you to train them up, to discipline them, to disciple them, to help them grow, help them see the potential. Because if I get one person saved, that's awesome. But if I impact every one of you guys and y'all all see one person saved, we have multiplication right there. Come on, somebody. And then we have a place here at this church where we can mentor people, where we can discipleship them, where we can encourage them. Because sometimes out there it's rough, isn't it? Even for mature Christians, it's rough out there sometimes. But I want to make sure that we're doing the right thing for our groups, for the people that are coming in, for the people that are in these four walls. So today, I just want to do a little bit of ministry. I told you it's going to be a little different, and that's okay. Just want to do some ministry right now. And I want to be praying for some people that the Lord's really put on my heart today. And I want to give you an opportunity first to let the Lord deal with some things, some heart issues that you might have going on right now. So I just want everyone just to close your eyes and bow your heads. I'm not going to ask you to raise hands or anything. This is a time for you to have a heart condition with the Lord. So what I'm sensing the Lord wants to do in this place is He wants to heal hearts, just like I was saying before. And some of you already know where God wants to go, and maybe you're scared, and I get it. Maybe you're like, God, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can forgive that person for what they did. I don't know if I can go back there because it was too painful to go back there. I don't know if I can really, I just don't want to go there because it hurts too much. The Lord wants to heal you today. He doesn't want to hurt you. He wants to heal you. He wants to bind up the brokenhearted. He wants to set you free from that. He wants to set you free from the guilt. Maybe you caused hurt to someone, and maybe you've been living with that for a while, and like, I just don't feel like I can get forgiveness for that. He wants to forgive you and set you free from that. Maybe it's a relationship that you had with your family, or maybe a husband and wife, or maybe it was something that was going on in your family. Maybe it was with a brother or sister, whatever else was going on. You're like, man, I've been hurt too much. I've been hurt by them again and again. I can't do it. I just give up. He wants to heal that hurt. He wants to touch that area. Would you let Him today? Would you let Him? Maybe it's you're disappointed, God. Maybe God didn't come through the way you thought He was. Maybe, God, why did you allow this to happen to me? Why did this happen? Things were going so well, and then things just went horrible. Or maybe things were always horrible, and you're like, God, why did this happen? Now is the time that He wants to mend your heart. Now is the time He wants to bring healing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So right now, God is asking, would you let me heal that place? Would you let me mend that heart? Would you allow me to touch that heart and make it whole once again? To give you the freedom, to get rid of the unforgiveness, to get rid of the bitterness, to get rid of all the stuff that's in there from either whatever situation I stated before. So where it is today, would you allow Him to be the Almighty Healer? He went to the cross for you to heal your heart as well. Because He has all power, all authority, and all healing. And that's what He wants to do today in your heart. I'm just going to take a minute. I'm just going to be quiet and let you talk to the Lord about that. He wants to get at your heart. He wants to get at the root. He wants to do great things in you, but you have to let Him. You have to let Him. Otherwise, you're just going to be a shadow of what you could be in His kingdom. You're just going to be a husk of what you could be. He wants to touch you in a deep way. He wants to get the root and give you freedom and healing that you've never experienced before. So I'm going to take a few minutes here while you guys just talk to Him about those things. And then we're going to do some ministry time as well.